Welcome to On Tap Daily for July 10th, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world, what's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. Today's briefing covers yesterday through this morning, and if I had to sum up the theme in one phrase, it would be this: the machines are choosing. Not in some dystopian science fiction way, but in a very practical dollars and cents way that every e-commerce merchant needs to understand right now. Let me start on the partner side with a major Shopify announcement. Shopify has introduced identity verification for partners, and this is a bigger deal than it might sound. Starting yesterday, partners can complete identity verification before requesting collaborator access to merchant stores. Verification goes through Stripe, requires a government-issued photo ID and a selfie or liveness check, and it's per user, not per organization. Right now it's optional, but Shopify has been clear it will become mandatory in the coming weeks. After enforcement begins, unverified users simply won't be able to send new collaborator requests. This builds directly on the trust-hardening trend we've been tracking all week. First the app review integrity crackdown, now identity verification for anyone requesting access to a live merchant store. If you're a Shopify partner, verify now, don't wait. And if you're a merchant, this gives you a real signal to evaluate when someone asks for access to your store. Shopify also shipped two more developer-facing updates. POS Extensions now supports a background extension target called pos.app.ready.data that runs for the entire POS session, letting developers observe events like transaction completions without rendering any UI. And on the pricing side, developers can now create up to 8 public plans and 15 private plans per app, with the App Events API accepting negative and fractional values for the first time. These expand what's possible for Shopify app developers building usage-based billing models. From Hoover, there's a small but useful release. The CMS Tailwind Giant package hit version 2.0.1, and the headline improvement is that Hoover's prose styles are now bundled into the Tailwind V4 in-browser compiler. Previously, Page Builder and CMS Admin previews looked mostly unstyled because the V4 compiler wasn't including prose styles. Content would render fine on the storefront, but look broken in the admin preview. That's now fixed, which is a quality of life improvement for anyone managing content in the Hoover ecosystem. Now let me pivot to the industry side, because this is where the machines are choosing theme really comes alive. Search Engine Land published a compelling piece on what they call the AI decision layer and the concept of agentic commerce. The core argument is that AI systems have moved past simply surfacing information. They're now actively recommending, comparing, and facilitating transactions. The question for e-commerce brands isn't just, can the AI find me? It's, will the AI choose me? And the evidence is everywhere. Meta launched Muse Image, an AI-powered room visualization tool. Consumers upload a photo of their actual living room, and Meta AI populates it with real products from brand catalogs, lets them compare options, and routes them to the brand's website to buy. Or think about what's happening there. The consumer never typed a product name into a search bar. The AI selected which products to show based on catalog data and context. Meta explicitly said that brands investing in catalog quality and platform presence will be best positioned as AI-powered discovery scales. That's the platform telling you directly what matters. Meanwhile, ChatGPT ads are maturing rapidly. OpenAI launched an overview tab, suggested ad drafts, new ad formats, and expanded into Japan and South Korea. Combined with last week's audience list targeting, and this platform has gone from experimental to operationally viable in about 2 weeks. Google is also getting in on the transparency angle, expanding AI ad disclosures across Search, YouTube, and Discover, labeling ads whose creative was generated or edited by AI. And YouTube's Ask AI search experience is now available to US desktop users, adding yet another surface where conversational AI replaces traditional search queries. Here's the back-to-school reality check from Retail Dive. Deloitte's annual survey shows parents expect to spend $557 per child this year, down $13 year over year, and down 6% when adjusted for inflation. The overall market is estimated at $30.4 billion. Mass merchants dominate, accounting for 80% of planned spending, and 57% of consumers expect the economy to get worse, the highest since 2020. Spending is being pushed later, peaking in late July and early August. If you sell into back-to-school categories, value messaging needs to be front and centre, and your promotional calendar needs to account for this compressed spending window. And there's an important finding from Retail Dive on the CEO mindset around AI. Cisco surveyed 2,500 CEOs across 23 countries and found that 64% worry they're underinvesting in AI. 69% view AI adoption as essential to competing. But here's the gap. Infrastructure modernization ranks as their top priority for 2026 because most of them recognize their existing tech foundations can't actually support the AI initiatives they want to pursue. This connects directly to the KPMG data from earlier this week showing retailers only capture 31 to 40% of expected AI value. The problem isn't spending, it's readiness. Pulling it all together, we're seeing the emergence of a world where AI systems don't just help consumers discover products, they actively decide which products to show, recommend, and route consumers toward. Meta selects furniture for your living room. ChatGPT recommends products in conversation and now has a maturing ad platform. YouTube replaces search with questions. The brands that win in this environment aren't the ones with the biggest ad budgets or the best SEO tricks. They're the ones with the cleanest product data, the strongest multi-platform presence, and the most trustworthy content. The AI decision layer rewards substance over shortcuts, and that's a shift worth paying attention to. That's your ONTAP Daily for July 10th, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.